Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
I'm Todd Garvey.
And I'm Lisa Green.
And this is Creativity Wasted. Todd, did you have an idea? You said that you might not want to give
one
away.
Well, I have a creative idea.
Okay.
All right, well, I have a joke that I need help with.
Mm. Oh, yeah, we'll try that.
All right, why not? It's a fast one. Okay, my joke, and it works. It works. I'm happy with it, but it's a little bit vulgar. Okay, my joke is let me think. What was that joke?
You can say it on podcast.
Now you can say that. You can say it. It's a pretty easy one.
Podcast, you can say anything.
Yeah, podcast.
I might not put it on Facebook if it's really vulgar or something.
It's not. Okay, I start out by saying that I shouldn't even be saying this one out loud. But then I asked somebody about the I'm going to talk about birth control methods. I use the pull-out control pull-out for birth control. Then I say that the other day I was running a little behind, and I pulled out, and I shot a load on the bed. And then my dog jumped up there real quick and licked it all up. Now, my only question is, does that make him gay? Now,
That's your question?
The dog.
No. That's the joke. That's the joke. Now, okay. That's the joke. Now, here's how I want to make it nice. How can I say real easy that I shot a load on the bed?
Oh, you mean in a less vulgar
metaphor? How can I make it less offensive?
Metaphor?
The product of the interaction. I don't know.
I used to call it finale.
I'm not sure. Good.
Your grand finale, you know. So I was a little late, and I put my grand finale on the bed.
I left my grand happy finale. Ending on the bed.
Yeah, the grand finale or the happy ending.
Oh,
that's
God.
Definitely better than shot the load.
Yeah. it just sounds better.
Or your razzle dazzle. You know, I let my razzle
dazzle.
Yeah, your razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
You got to make it special. Wow. Make it like a
the
appealing.
Razzle dazzle. I'm dead.
There was a thing that I heard once called seagulling. It doesn't quite fit here, but have you heard of seagulling?
No.
I heard from like Kevin Smith, who talks about gross shit, like the director Kevin Smith. He said that high school kids would ejaculate into their hand and throw it at another kid, and they would call that seagulling. Because it was like bird poop.
The kids ain't all right.
They would do it like at school.
That's
they watched Silence of the Lambs too many times. That's all I can think of is Claire Reese.
Next time you're upset about kids doing stupid shit on TikTok, just think, they could be doing that. There's
yeah, they could
so
be
much more stuff they could be doing.
I swear, New Jersey is like the craziest place I've ever heard of. You know, the Jersey Shore, Real Housewives of New Jersey, seagulling. Like, I'm done.
I guess that makes sense. It's like a coastal thing because seagulls on the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes there's those things like the donkey shows, and it's like, is it myth or is it like real, or was it a joke? And then somebody
no, those donkey
did
shows
it.
Are real. Seth Rogen really went to one. Tijuana,
it's
a crazy place.
Seagulling, it's like, well, did it actually happen, or did it start out as a joke, and then because it was a joke, somebody actually did it in real life after it was a joke?
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard, man.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
That would make me a mortal enemy. I'm like, you and I will forever be foes. There is no making up for this transgression. It'd be a duel. I'd like challenge him to a proper duel.
I guess the only way that would like not get you arrested is if you did it to your friends and you had like developed a rapport of doing gross shit to each other. Like you couldn't just come up to a stranger and do that. Or
Tom, I'm not gonna lie, you took this podcast completely on another direction.
With the whole
we were talking about razzle dazzle.
I'm not sure what I expected, but it wasn't like, this.
Yeah,
bust a nut, like just like ejaculate out of the bed. Yeah, I guess any like Urban Dictionary might have like a lot of, I'm sure there's like hundreds of expressions for shooting a load.
You dropped a glitter bomb, you know? Something fun.
Well, that makes it sound extra gay.
Yeah, if you're trying to lean into it for the dog.
I'm going to think about all of them, actually. I need to find a way to clean that one up a little bit. And I don't even know if I'm going to really use it. That was just a new one.
No, it's good. That's funny.
I don't know. You guys were cringing about the dog licking it up.
Yeah, that's good, though. You want that. You want to elicit that emotion in your crowd. Like,
the punchline is, does that make them gay?
Yeah. Yep. And that's good because like they go from like the cringe to the laugh. Like there it is. There's the laugh everybody wanted.
I mean, I think it's weird that a dog would lick up a load, but yeah, it doesn't really disgust me for some reason. It doesn't. Like, really dogs eat shit. Dogs eat anything. It's like, I mean, I wouldn't want him to come lick me afterwards, but if he just licked it up, I don't think I would be like, oh, like, ooh, I'm like freaking out.
No, I wouldn't eat. They would eat anything.
My thought would be like, did he lick enough of it up that I don't have to wash the sheets? It's like,
oh my god. Do I let him
keep licking it up?
You're a true guy.
That dog takes like one lick and then just throws up. Sorry, boy.
Hope you don't have any puppies with legs.
Oh man. Bipedal dogs. I actually almost got a dog. I was about to get a dog this weekend, but we had to hold off.
Yeah, I don't have a dog. My sister has a dog, and I stay over there when I'm in Grand Rapids. So I get the benefits of petting the dog and enjoying like the companionship of a dog without having to deal with any of the responsibilities of the dog.
Nice.
Like taking it to the vet and shit. So that's nice.
I just have to love it.
I don't let it in the room when I'm...
You're like, but you're not allowed in here.
Too much razzle dazzle.
He's not nearby for the razzle dazzle. The self razzle dazzle.
We all know it.
Anything else? Yeah, I mean, there's only so clean you can get with that, but you know, I wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, you're right.
Just any sort of metaphor that doesn't mention like semen.
That's good for like a PG-13 kind of room.
I like to wake them up a little bit, anyways.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine for a clean room.
Yeah, I don't care. Fine or not.
Maybe not.
With kids, don't work up quit using it.
I don't know if I would tell, even with metaphor, I don't know if I would say that in front of kids.
I know Adam Sandler drops a lot of metaphors in his movies, and my kids
Yeah, I would never say that in front of kids.
My kids love it.
I don't know. Does Adam Sandler do coming jokes in his movies?
Yeah, he does.
I know he does, like, shit jokes and, like...
No, he does a lot.
Really?
And you don't have to wait long either in the movies to watch it. Like,
no. He's usually more subtle about it, though, for, like, his stuff. But, like, Happy Madison, like, absolutely. I'm, like, haunted by a grandma's boy perpetually.
Yeah, yes. I can picture, like, Nick Swartzen like, oh definitely God. Would.
Yes. Oh, my God.
My kids have been watching so Grown-Ups. Grown-Ups a lot. Grown-Ups 1 and 2. And one of the parts in there is Selma Hayek walks in on her son taking a shower, and she sees his full frontal. You know, and she's just like pointing at it, like screaming, and then he's pointing at it and screaming, and I'm like, what kind of kids movie is this? Like, what are we doing here, Adam? But my kids are cracking up, rolling on the ground, thinking it's the funniest thing that they've ever seen, you know.
Well, I mean, that's arguably not sexual. It's just embarrassing.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Like, that brought up an interesting question. Like, where is the line between embarrassing and sexual?
Yeah, sometimes it's weird. It's like
yeah, a lot of people get those lines blurred up,
and they get arrested for sex crimes, and it's like,
yeah,
is that sexual? Any shows or anything you guys want to plug?
Thanks for coming out. A queer showcase that's going to be on October 11th. That's next week. 734 Brewing. Other than that, Depot Town Comedy, open mic 734 Brewing, Wednesday. Always great, always accepting folks that want to do that. Google Forms on the Facebook page. Always love having people.
You can find me at Dr. Decide on all socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat. It's all the same. And then check out my podcast, Cornbread and Beans. I do it with fellow comedian Darius Kennedy, and it's a lot of fun. We're on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube. You can tell Alexa to play Cornbread and Beans, and she'll start playing my podcast. So
nice.
It's everywhere.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.